This being the first Sunday of the month, it is also the Sunday, it is also the Sunday on which we initiate a new round of outreach collections, in which we bring a new organization or a new cause for which we do. It's our policy to try to do this on a month-by-month basis to identify through our executive board and a committee they've appointed, an organization in the community who has a particular need that they wish to, they could use some help with and that we want to help them out with. This, for the month of March, our collections will be for the Nashua Area Health Center. The specific items that we are collecting for are listed in the insert to your order of service, and I call your attention to them and ask you to look them over as I introduce you from the Nashua Area Health Center. We're very happy to have her with us today, Mary Ellen Thurso. Mary Ellen.
I'd like to thank you for having me here today. My name is Mary Ellen Thurso. I'm the site director at Nashua Area Health Center, which is part of Lumbre Healthcare. Our purpose in the community is to provide primary care, which is basically for the average person, their doctor's office, for people who don't have insurance or have insurance that may not pay for all the type of medical bills that they need. We're at 10 Prospect Street, Suite 102. We were part of many parts of the community in the past. In the past, it was Gateway, the Neighbor to Neighbor, which was a voluntary type clinic at the health department. And most recently, over the last couple of years, the health department Well Child came into the Nashua Community Health Center. So we provide care for the whole family, basically regardless of a person's ability to pay. We also have some other services that are unique to a doctor's office that help people that sometimes might be at more high risk medically, such as diabetic educators, nutrition. We have a community health worker who is there for maybe a family has an identified need and doesn't know where to go in the community to get that need back. We've worked with many of the local community agencies. A couple of things we're seeing most recently is we've seen a fairly large increase in the number of homeless. So we work with a lot of other agencies and we participate in a lot of the other community collaboratives to try to address that need. And another big dynamic that's changing in the community is the changing in the culture and the ethnic background. The health center, when I got there 5 years ago, had about 25% of the patients we were seeing were non-English speaking, predominantly Spanish speaking. Most recently, that's increased quite dramatically. Almost 50%, it's about 48% of the people we're seeing are non-English speaking, predominantly Spanish, but the Portuguese speaking population is growing quite dramatically, particularly over the last 2 to 3 years. And then we're seeing an increase in Asian background and other different Afro-American background, which honestly has enriched the health center quite a bit. Also, part of what a health center is different than your typical doctor's office is we try to hire people from the community and grow them from within. For example, we have one staff member that started off answering the phones, and 3 years later, she was working with people, helping them get on different programs if they had difficulty paying. Then eventually she went back to school and became a medical assistant, and now she's going to nursing school. So it's really more than the typical doctor's office in that we try to make an investment in growing people in the community and actually grow along with them. So I would also like to thank you. I know last year you had us and contributed to us in the past, and it might sound like a little thing, but we bought an autoclave with the money that you gave to us. And from the staff's perspective, their autoclave was 15 years old. We were having it serviced all the time, and it made a big difference to them. Yeah, that helps in quality of care for patients, but it also helps the people that work there and deliver the care, and I want to thank you for all your generosity.